Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, where we are.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Deeney is our guest. John F. Deeney, D-I-N-I. .com is the website. The book is called Hunting in a Farmer's World, Hunting in a Farmer's World, celebrating the mind of the entrepreneur. Please check this book out, folks. You will be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Anywhere books are sold, and on your website too, right, John?
Yes, absolutely. So get it on my website or at Amazon.
Check it out. What do I got to do to get an autographed copy?
You have one.
No, for my audience to get one. No, I know I've got one. They can't have it. But if I wanted to get, if somebody else wanted to get an autographed copy from me, how would they do that?
Can they get one from? They would have to come and see me speak.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, John. We're talking about the TAB boards, the Alternative Boards Survey of Work-Life Balance. We're surveying entrepreneurs and small business owners for work-life balance issues. And there's so much stuff in this, John. We just didn't have time to get to all of it. Folks, go to tell them where they can find this thing, John.
They can find it at thealternativeboard.com. It's on our blog.
Yep. Check the blog out.
There's a press release. You can get it at PR Blog or PR Newswire. You're right. There's a lot more detail in this about why entrepreneurs say they do what they do.
I kept coming around.
Stress and delegating.
I kept coming back to the work that they were doing and how many of them would like to work less. And then I came over here to the delegating part, and there's the answer. These people are not delegating as much as they should.
They're not doing a very good job of it. 70%. It's 30. When asked why they don't delegate more, 30% said, because I'm best at it.
Right.
20% says, because my employees don't know how.
Right.
Which, you know.
Both fallacies.
Well, and who do you point the finger at if the employees don't
know
how? Right,
exactly. That's exactly right.
You know. And 20% more said, I'm just too much in a hurry.
Another excuse.
Sure. And then the final, I guess 1% didn't answer, the final 19% said, because I like doing it.
Well, the thing about it, John, is every one of these excuses I have given over the years, and every time I was able to chip away at one of them and get rid of them, my life got better, my business ran smoother, and I actually was able to focus on things that only I can do. And I was not a good delegator in the beginning. I'm not saying I'm a great one now, but I'll tell you, John, since I've learned how to delegate one little bitty bit at a time, I sure am a happier camper.
And that's the key thing you just said, is one bit at a time. You know, entrepreneurs, because we move fast, we're in a hurry, we tend to abdicate. You know, we say, here, take care of this. And then when we come circle back and find out it hasn't been taken care of like we would have done it, we get all upset and we take the task back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you delegate a little bit at a time. It doesn't have to be just unloading. But you can teach your employees to make decisions, and you can teach them how to think their way through a problem. And if you spend enough time with them.
And if you can't, then it's your fault, because you've hired the wrong people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're not responding, you know, well, small business owners, we've said this many times, are too quick to hire and too slow to fire.
One of the things that you may have to do, folks, if you want to become a better delegator, is surround your people who you can delegate to.
Yeah, and you have to take the time to teach them not only how to do it, but why you want it done that way.
The content and the context.
Right. It's part, you know, we talk about vision, and I talk to so many small business owners that say, oh, vision, that's something a big corporation does, and they chisel and marble and hang it over the front door.
Mm-hmm.
No, your vision is more than that. Your vision is how you want your company to run, how you want your employees to behave, how you want your customers to be treated. And if everybody doesn't get that, you're not doing your job in leadership.
Well, one of the things I've been doing the last couple of years, John, is really focusing on what you do every day, and that's helping small business owners think of themselves as the CEO of their company. And you cannot be an effective CEO if you don't regularly fire yourself from some jobs you don't have to do anymore and promote yourself to jobs that only you can do. What do you think? Last thoughts.
No, absolutely. You have to be growing, too. You can't just grow employees. You have to grow as well.
As my friend, a friend of mine used to say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Right.
Business JohnFDeeney.com. JohnFDeeney.com is the website. The book is called Hunting in a Farmer's World. Please buy this book. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
And congratulations on the success of your book.
Thank you.
Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.